This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
We are having an awesome start to our day. Rach and I are bopping along, happy and hyperactive. And Rach got into something a little bit fun and interesting on the weekend.
I sure did. And it is so good that I'm going to make it our morning glory. And I got in drag.
You did. You got in drag on the weekend, dragging it up fantastically with it. Now, is your drag king name, well, I think you said it last week, colonoscopy?
Yeah, colonoscopy. Yes. Because obviously as a man, he doesn't mind a colonoscopy.
Well, why not? So Colin got out and about on the weekend. What got you all dragged up?
Look, it was my friend's birthday. It was her 30th and she had a gender-bending murder mystery party.
Oh, my God.
So
okay, taking it to another level.
There were quite a few people dragged up. It was so fun.
Was the killer the one cis heteronormative person that refused to get to dress up into drag?
No, the hilarious. the hilarious thing. My partner was the killer, and you know, it's hilarious, but also somewhat not surprising. No, we love Taryn. It was a really, really fun time, and Dean, I wanted to ask you, what was the first time like that you ever dressed in like full drag? Did you make up that sort of thing?
Well, the first time was the photo shoot. So I think I want to release to the second when I did a photo shoot because the premiere of Frock was the very first performance Frock ever did was actually in a show for Midsummer.
Ah.
So I launched, you know me, I don't do things by halves. So the launch of Frock was also with a show at the Spiegel Tent, Frock Hudson's Furlesque. And so I obviously, my very first time in drag was for the photo shoot because you've got to do everything months earlier. So I'm going to skip a little bit ahead to the second time Frock got a public outing, which was the Midsummer program launch.
And how did you feel?
Oh, look, I loved it. So when Frock burst onto the scene, you know what my thing with Frock, I go into huge directions. So I was in a rubber tuxedo with a spiky blue wig and I just loved it. It was a great expression and I was having a lot of fun with it. What about you?
I felt I'm going to call it drag euphoria.
Yeah, no,
that's a perfect word. This is weird. I don't know if it's weird. Tell me if it's weird. I was really attracted to myself as a drag king.
No. I get that. Like, you're absolutely feeling your oats when you drag up.
Yes. The chiseled jaw. Because I did the contour like contour.
I'm going to put a picture up on Joy Breakfast Instagram at Joy Breakfast. I'll be putting a picture up shortly so you can see just how good Rach looked. I mean, Rach is a makeup artist. So when it comes to makeup, Rach gives it another level, but did the contouring and the chiseled jaw. It was beautiful and amazing.
See, I didn't put anything on my eyes because I actually had a little bit of an eye situation at the time. So nothing on the eyes, but it meant that I went bigger with the very dark contour. It only took me about 5 minutes to do. So imagine if I actually sat down and put like proper time and effort in. I loved it so much. And I think there's something to be said about drag euphoria.
Drag euphoria is absolutely amazing. The expression that comes with getting into drag, the expression as well, like drag kings are a whole nother level to drag queens as well. Like it is so great to watch how people embody themselves and express themselves. I love it.
I'm going to leave this thought in your head as we go to the next song. I even started walking like there was something between my legs.
Love it on you, Rach. I'll put that picture up on the Joy Breakfast socials right now. Check it out on Instagram at Joy Breakfast and see colonoscopy in all their glory.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.